This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, we're going to be hearing from the winners of the East and West Coast Future Event Horse Championships. And later on in the program, Jennifer Hardwick, who is the Managing Director of Membership Services here at the USEA, will be telling us what we can expect at this year's annual meeting and convention. Well, joining me now is Marta Protenko, who's the owner and the handler of Lady Elegance, who won the FEH Grand Champion on the West Coast. Marta, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
How does that feel? Is this a mare that you've had since a foal? I mean, what is the story? How did you become partners with this mare? Tell us a story.
So I was looking for a horse to purchase probably like a two-year-old and train and pass on to a professional to do jumping or eventing. And I went to one of the breeders' yards. Her name is Lisa Dunkley. And I was actually looking at another horse, but it was not something that I liked. But then Lisa said, hey, you know, I have these youngsters here. Why don't you take a look? And she had a couple of yearlings. So she just had them go around in the pasture, and Lady Elegance caught my eye. She was sort of average looking at the time, but I saw her move and I was like, okay, this girl can do things. So she had this huge overstep. That's something that caught my eye. She could reach with her hind legs, and I said, all right, I'm going to take her. And I'm not very experienced in raising quality horses, but there's something that really caught my eye about her. So I took her in, I started raising her, just doing some groundwork to make sure she's safe. And she turned into a beautiful horse.
And what's her breeding, Marta?
She's Holsteiner Hanoverian. So her mare is Ultimate Elegance. And Ultimate Elegance is by Riverman, a Holsteiner. And her sire is Lankonic, out of Rainbow Equus Meadows, which is really down the street from my house. And so now she's branded Oldenburg.
Okay. Did you know that line at all? Had you had any Riverman mares before?
No, I have not. I've kind of been just playing around. I always wanted to have a nice mare to start my little breeding boutique. So kind of fell into my lap. So I'm really excited. And I just purchased another mare from Rainbow, who's also in foal to Lankonic. So Lady Elegance will have a little sister or brother coming in May.
Well, so you've started a dynasty there then, Marta.
Yep, I'm trying to breeds the best, and I'm hoping that she could be a good foundation. I'm trying to breed her this coming spring, and then once she has a first foal, maybe put her into a training program so she could really show what she can do, because I'm really excited to see what she can do in the sport.
Now, tell us a little bit about your preparation for these championships with her then, Marta. What had you done in by way of handling her and getting her out in public as a young horse?
She actually only been out once before, and I went to a little hunter jumper show, and I just took her out there, and I tied her to the trailer and just let her sit there. But I really do a lot of groundwork, and I make sure that I can handle the horse that is safe for the judges, because I've seen oftentimes people bring young horses and they jump around and get on top of the judge. And so I try to do my best to handle them and do natural horsemanship. I really get into Quinton Anderson method. So, and that's what I've been using. And I just try to put in as much time with her as possible. So I probably spent since I got her, a couple of times a week, I would take her out and do the groundwork and, you know, the lunging and the, make sure she leads well. I put her through some jumps, not too much, but just a little bit.
So what is it about this mare, Marta, apart from obviously she's a good mover and she has obviously a lot of presence as well. It sounds like her name suits her rather well. But tell us a little bit about her personality and what you would consider her strengths that you know, makes obviously the judges turn their eye.
She's just naturally really quiet. She's not a mouthy one. She's kind of like a noble horse. You know, you look at her, she standing cross-eyed, very quiet. She does not try to play with things or, I feel like that sort of professional, attitude towards work is really important because I bought another gelding, and I was trying to raise him and work him, and he's just very mouthy and try to like play with you and nibble. So that attention is just, it's like ADHD in horses. But she's got this really quiet demeanor, but yet she's very athletic. So that's really important. I think it's going to go a long way. And I just started her on the saddle. She probably had 4 rides so far, and it's been wonderful. Every time, it's just a pleasure.
And what size is she? How big is she, Marta?
My gosh. She's growing like a weed. I don't know how. Lion Conic is a pretty big guy. I think she's got to be at least 16 too. I haven't measured her lately, but she's a big girl.
She's a big girl. And you have a future mapped out then already. Talk about the rest of this year. What will she do?
So the rest of this year, I'm just going to keep riding her. She just does walk right now. So next couple of months, I'll get her up to trot, and then I will probably leave her alone until springtime. I will try to get her in foal to one of the Olympians out of Rainbow Equus, horse named Relevantis, nicknamed Zorro. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it would be a good cross, and I kind of wanted a dark foal, dark baby. So we'll see. And if she doesn't take, if she doesn't want to breed, then I'll put her into a program, and I'll probably take her down to Twin Rivers, back to Andrea Baxter, and see if she can teach her some nice things. And as a 4-year-old, I'll take her back to Young Event Horse and see how she does then under saddle.
Well, it sounds like she has a very bright future. She's definitely a keeper, mm-hmm. that keeper for you then, Marta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm not letting go.
Well, with that result, I can quite understand it. It sounds as if you've got a lovely mare there with lots of potential. So congratulations again on winning the FVH Grand Champion on the West Coast there, Marta. And thank you for coming on the program, and the very best of luck with her.
Thank you.
Joining me now is Ronald Sabana-Gushel, who was the FEH Grand Champion East with Wise Master Rubelk. Well, congratulations, first of all, Ronald, and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris.
That must have been a very special moment for you to win such a prestigious championship.
Well, it was a very special moment, especially since Master Rubelk won also the best, the highest score when he was a yearling. He actually got the highest score in the country for future event horses. And then when he was 2 years old last year, he was the East Coast champion as a 2-year-old. And now this year, again, as a 3-year-old, he got the highest score in the whole country for a future event horse. So it's very, very special to me.
What's the story with him?
I bred this horse. After the Olympics in 2012, I was very proud of my Olympic horse, Master Rose, which I changed the name to Master Boy after the Olympics. So after completing the event in competition, I went to Ireland looking for sisters of his. And then I got Master Ruby and Master Boy. He is my Master Ruby, and Master Ruby is my Master Imp, a restored bred horse. And the sire of this Master Rubel is a homebred horse that I have, that is an Anglo-Arab one lot. So Master Rubel has a combination of bloodlines. He is he's an Irish sport horse, Anglo-Arabian one lot. Yeah, he is 63.14% thoroughbred, 12.5% Arabian, and then the rest of that is warm blood and Irish sport horse.
So he's obviously got all the pedigree there then to go on to be quite the event horse. Presumably he's a keeper, is he, Ron? Or are you going to partner him yourself?
Yes, yes. I keep my horses. I breed them for myself. And, you know, I keep them and I train them. And I have a big expectation on this horse because of what he has achieved. He's a super mover. He's a super jumper. He's very quiet. He's a very quiet stallion. And actually, we collected him 2 weeks ago. And he has a super quality of semen. So we're very excited for his future as a sport horse and also as a stallion.
For sure. But tell us a little bit about what you've done with him leading up to these championships, Ronald. Have you been out much with him?
Well, he's only 3 years old now, and so he hasn't done anything besides the future event horse competitions. And yeah, we train them very, very well. We have walkers at the farm. So 2 months before a championship, they all go into the walkers and start working. Once a day for 6 days a week, and they get to go to a hard footing walker, and then they go to a big soft footing walker where they walk, and they can also trot. That's how we get them fit for the competition, so they get there with good muscle tone, and it improves their conformation.
What's your plans with him?
Well, he's only 3. He will be 4 in April next year. And I break my horses when they turn 4. I give him time. I'm not in a rush to start riding them. So we will start breaking him after the season in Ocala. He will start working under saddle. And little by little, he will develop, in the sport. And my goal with him will be to take him to the Young Event Horse Series, and then the main goal is to take him to Mondial de Lyon in France, the world championship for young horses. I want to take him there as a 6-year-old to do the 1-star, and then as a 7-year-old to do the 2-star. So that's the goal with his horse.
He promises a great deal. Now, what is it about his temperament and the way he moves that catches your eye now, how he's developed?
The question is interesting because he has competed 3 times at championships with 3 different judges, and all the judges always like him the best. They think he's the best future red horse that is presented at the championship. So it's good to know that different judges think the same thing about him. So they like him. He has a very good conformation. And, I have stallions that are very quiet. I have stallions that are more difficult. But this stallion is really, really quiet. He's a very sweet horse. And besides, he's so athletic, super mover, super jumper. Conformation is almost perfect, if not perfect. According to the judges, he got a 9.18, I think, for conformation and movement, which was the highest in the country. So it is nice to have a horse that, meets all the expectations I have as a future eventer. I have more horses that I breed that are very special, but this guy is the one that's always winning all the awards.
I'm curious if you've had any tack on him yet, though, when you said you'll break him in the spring.
No, nothing at all. I started breaking my horses as 4-year-olds. So no, but he does come to Ocala with me. I bring all my young horses to Ocala too, so they are down there with me while I compete and train my older horses. But I bring the young ones with me since I like to keep them close to me, so I can always see how they are doing, and if something happens to them, I can just call a vet right away. So yeah, he'll be coming with me, and around March we will start playing with him with a launch line. In by April, we will put a saddle on and start riding him.
And how many horses do you currently have then, Ronald, altogether that are competing, and as well as the young stock?
We have a total of 79 horses at the farm right now. 30 are training for competition, and we have horses from four-star to beginner novice. And then we have the three-year-olds, two-year-olds, yearlings, winglings, everything. We have horses of all ages. And we breed mainly for eventing, but I started 2 years ago to breed also for show jumping and for dressage. I was a Grand Prix jumper before I became an eventer, and I would like to go back to show jumping at some point with a homebred. And after that, I would like to also do dressage. So I already have a sister of my top horse, Wise Guy, that I bred to Moors and Totilas to be able to have a homebred doing dressage at the upper level someday. That is the goal.
So plans then for next year being a World Equestrian Games year. Ronald, let's hear what horses you have at the top level we should look out for.
Right. Yeah, this weekend at Galloway Downs, Wonder Mask qualified with me to go to the World Equestrian Games. He gave me our better size score together, 49.5. Then he went clear cross country. I didn't want to go fast. I just needed to get a qualifying score. And then he got double clear show jumping. So he did very, very well. We tried at Fairhill. But unfortunately, he got a bad step in jumping into the first water where he lost his balance. I lost my balance, and I hit his neck with my nose, and I broke it. So I couldn't complete. I had to retire after two more fences. And then I decided to go to California, and so it's great, because now we have a horse qualified for the WEC 2018.
The very best of luck, Ronald, with everything that you're doing.
Thank you very much, Chris.
And congratulations again, winning that FEH Grand Champion.
Thank you very much, Chris. I appreciate it.
And you can find more information, including reports and pictures of the Future Event Horse Championships, on the website at useventing.com. I'm joined by Jennifer Hardwick, who is the Senior Director of Member Services and the Convention Meeting Planner here at the US Eventing Association, and she's here to give us a preview of this year's convention. Jennifer, we do this every year. What's happening this year?
Thank you so much, Chris, and thank you for having me today. So we are really excited about our convention in Long Beach this year. It will be held at the Westin Long Beach in California. It's our first time being back in California since San Francisco, so we're really excited about that. It's been quite a number of years. So this year, we are hoping to get a sneak preview at some of the amazing seminars and workshops that are taking place. So we start out Thursday with the event and calendar planning session. Encourage everyone to come out and hear what's going on, how decisions are made for that one. And then we move on right into the intercollegiate program. And of course, we want to figure out a way of how to get some free tax money to put on an event. So come on out and hear Rob Burke tell you how to make that happen. And then we kind of like finish off the day with a little soiree at the Aquarium of the Pacific with some wine and no cheese this time. So a little bit of some appetizers and some welcome sessions with to meet the board, and probably having a few discussion with the LA 28 people to come on and tell us about the Olympics coming to California. And then moving right into Friday, we have a full schedule with some amazing seminars. I couldn't even begin to list them for you. So we encourage everyone to go out to the website and take a look at the schedule. It's pretty jam-packed on Friday. And then we move right into Saturday, where we bring home the, America's favorite, Boyd Martin, is our keynote speaker for the annual meeting luncheon. So come on out and see him on Saturday, 12 to 2, hear what's going on in his life, how he makes it where he is. And then right after that, we get prepared for the World Equestrian Games and hear what's going on with the preparation for that. And then we move right along with an amazing speaker that we've had, we're really honored to have this year. It's Peter Thompson. He's a German, no gold to goal, and we're going to figure out how he does it. And hopefully he'll give us some secrets so we can implement them ourselves. And then we move right on into the year-end awards. And this is where we really want everyone to come out and help celebrate all of our competitors, both riders and horses, their accomplishment for this year, all that they have done. Amazing venue to just hear all the accomplishments. And we want to share that joy with them. So come on out and support and rub elbows with some amazing people. Equestrians, you know, they know how to party. So, yeah, so that's it. So we encourage everyone to come on out and join us.
And, of course, the serious business as well throughout the week, and some that is not open to the general membership, but where the big decisions are made as well, Jennifer.
Yeah, so starting on Thursday, we have all of our committee meetings where, you know, discussions and all the problems that are plaguing the sport happens, and our committees discuss these, and then they bring them to our members at our board meetings. So we have our board meeting scheduled on Friday and on Sunday. Sunday, we welcome in our newest board members, and, you know, they'll take the gauntlet running, and we'll put all the business that have been discussed throughout this week, these next couple of days, on the board, and our attendees can come on out here if they've got questions, ask the question. This is the place and the platform for it. And we encourage all of our attendees and members to come on out, ask questions. This is where people are situated. You can ask, get answers to your questions. And we do encourage you to come on out and participate.
Absolutely. And finally, of course, and not forgetting all the attractions that are around California for people to enjoy when they're over there for convention.
Yeah, so we've been really privileged to have the Convention Visitors Bureau offer us some amazing savings that we can share with our attendees. They've given us discounts to not only to some of the historical sites there, the Queen Mary, the aquarium. USCA attendees will get discounts to attend these places or in times free with the showing of your convention badge. That convention badge also provides discounts to stores, shopping, restaurants, bars, everything. And there's a slew of restaurants and bars just blocks right outside of the hotel that our attendees will be able to frequent. And they'll feel pretty safe in that city. It's an amazing city, and we look forward to having everyone come on out.
Just remind us of the dates then and how people can register.
The days are December 6th through the 10th, starting Wednesday through Sunday. They can register by logging into their online account, register through the USCA website by downloading the application, and that can either be faxed or emailed to the USCA office. We do encourage everyone to register before or on November 15th. That's the date that the cutoff of the lower rate extends to, and that also includes the hotel. The discounted rate for USCA room block expires on November 15th as well. After that date, the rates are much higher. So we do encourage everyone to register early. And we look forward to seeing everyone out in Long Beach. Come on out and enjoy the convention.
And that's it for this week's episode. Don't forget, you can download this podcast from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app, so you can listen to the show anywhere. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.